Hello, my name is Stefan Rydensjö. I work at Sirocco as a CRM consultant working with global industries when it comes to CPQ.
Yeah, so my name is Andreas Salsten. I also work at Sirocco as an application consultant doing various implementations for customers in the manufacturing area.
Hello, my name is Beate Vries. I work at Expolytics. I'm sales director for the EMEA region. I'm working in the CPQ domain for the last 2 decades, helping customers understanding how they can benefit from it.
My name is Frederick. I also work for Sirocco as an application consultant and specialist. I'm fairly new to CPQ, which brings another sort of perspective into this conversation, which I'm looking forward to as well.
Thank you.
Today we will focus on the Q, the quote part of CPQ.
Yeah, quotes are always two things, I think. Quote is the price and the description of what has been configured, selected, and it could also be the proposal, so which is a more extensive a description of what has been presented, and it does exist in of course your CRM system, but it also has a strong relation in on how you create a customer facing document explaining someone else which has not done the configuration process what is the solution or product or services configured. And an aspect we sometimes do forget here is also languages, and because a lot of people would see it in English language, but you could even have a CPQ process in English where you said, okay, I do want to be able to have output in German or French or Spanish. Yeah. Although the user using CPQ cannot write Spanish or French, he will be able to generate such a correct, complete proposal or quote document. Yeah. And I think the biggest competitive advantage of CPQ it lies in this quote document, because if a company is able to quote a high quality complete solution in a short lead time with a very good output, that always makes impression, and that will set the barrier for all the other vendors which that customer also requests for a quote or solution.
When should you consider using CPQ? You have long lead times. You have a lot of errors in your quotes, and you have pricing issues.
And I would add to that dependency on tribal knowledge to get a correct quote out, a correct configuration solution out. Sometimes company is dependent on a few people which have the actual knowledge of transferring the requirements in the right technical solution. So the company is really dependent on these people, which is good because they have probably worked there for years and had a lot of experience, but it is not available for the salespeople. They are in their process of being always need to be asked before a quote can go out. But at least they will know that if they quote using CPQ, that the company is able to deliver that what they quote and is able to deliver that for the price they quote, because that's what salespeople hate. They have to go back. So this is wrong. Or this price is wrong. They hate this because it will lower down the trust and also the chance of closing this deal. And it actually has, from my experience, a very nice effect on CRM, which some people are surprised on, is that the biggest problem with CRM is always data quality. Make sure all the data is good. And the nice thing, if you add CPQ to CRM, because it will influence the solution quoted to a customer, the salespeople will automatically make sure that contact names, customer names, addresses are very good in CRM, because it will be automatically interacting with CPQ, generating this quote document, which goes to a customer where you don't want mistakes and where you don't want to allow manual intervention in a quote document, because you want CPQ to do it automatically for you. So there's a very nice effect there that the data quality of CRM does increase if you implement CPQ correctly.
Yeah, and it can also be tricky to, I mean, the adoption rate amongst the users when you only have the CRM part or the sales
part. Yeah, because exactly, because when using CPQ, they will go being interacting with CRM automatically, so they will use that also much better.
I would say that most companies that do sell a product uses CPQ, maybe not a CPQ tool, but one should ask themselves the question, when do we gain so much from a support tool with CPQ functionality? Mm. Then rather should we use CPQ or not, because you probably already are.
Yeah,
they are not aware, and they're probably using Excel in 80% of the cases, which is fine, of course, but it has a big disadvantage because it's not connected to the CRM and ERP and other business systems in the company. So there's a lot of double data entry, and there's not one single source of truth on all the rules and logics and data either. So which is a maintenance problem for a lot of companies, especially if their sales teams are growing, and even more if they try to sell in other time zones in the world, because then these people will be completely disconnected from the experienced people in the head office, where salespeople will always have access to, and they can ask these subject matter experts for the right input and approval.
And there you touch a very important question, Bert, without saying the word, but integrations, since you want the system to talk to each other. CPQ consumes data from CRM. They provide ERP with data. Even though you use Excel and you do all the steps, you still have to, as you say, do double input, and you have to transfer the data manually.
Mm.
So, yeah.
And that's error-prone, time-consuming, and not scalable at all.
It's going to save costs. If you today have an open system where you do the configurations, like old Excel files or something, there are a lot of errors, error possibilities. You freight something all over the world and then it shows up, it's the wrong configuration. So say it's going to cost the company a lot of money by using CPQ. At least it will help you to configure the right offerings from the beginning based on the customer requirements.
Yeah, imagine, for example, Stefan, that I'm as a salesperson talking to a customer on a configuration requirement for the product selling. If I make a mistake in the telephone call and I call the customer 5 minutes later, I can still easily correct that configuration error I made in my Excel, and the cost of this error is maybe 15 minutes work for myself. But imagine if that error is not found at that moment, but found not even at the order desk. No, it is coming at the table the moment the equipment is sent out to the customer in another country, and they said, okay, this is wrong, this can't work, it doesn't fit, and they send it back completely, don't pay, and it has to be refurbished or reused for another order, and it has to be completely new delivered. So the cost of that, these errors are going up gigantically the moment the error is not found in time. And if you set up CPQ correctly, it depends a little bit about the type of products. You could even generate automatically a multi-level bomber routing to actually produce that configured item. This is not the case for every CPQ product or every CPQ usage, but in a manufacturing world, it is done a lot, where a lot of engineering knowledge is already put inside CPQ to generate the right variant of the equipment to be sold.
Thanks for listening. If you want to find out more, please go to sirocco.se.